You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
To keep the immigration bill alive in the Senate, sponsors this morning will offer a surge in Border Patrol, doubling to nearly 40,000, the number of law enforcement along the border.
Yes, they will. That's their ace in the hole. They say that will buy off the senators so they can say, okay, I'm now investing in a stronger border.
Is that going to convince Jeff Sessions, the Alabama senator we're about to hear from?
No, and I'll tell you why, because he gets it. It's not about a stronger border.
But all the criticism was we got to have a stronger, we got to have enforcement, not the amnesty, right?
Right, but it's enforcement after the amnesty. See, the problem, this is where everyone in Washington, D.C. has it upside down, Phil. They're saying, is it amnesty first and then stronger enforcement, or is it stronger enforcement up front and then amnesty? The answer is neither. Amnesty, period, is wrong and is the fatal flaw, because amnesty will create a run on the border. What happened the last time we had an amnesty? We had 3 million illegals. Within a dozen years, we had 12 million illegals because people ran for the border to wait for the next amnesty. That's why we have so many people who are here illegally. And yet you have Marco Rubio saying, well, if we have, he doesn't call it amnesty, but it is amnesty. If we have amnesty, we have to make sure that we fortify the border so we don't have a run on the border. Now, the run on the border is guaranteed. Yes. It's guaranteed. By the way, this is a little more on Marco Rubio. That's Jimmy Buffett, huh? But that's not Jimmy Buffett?
It does have an insanely similar sound like Jimmy Buffett. I even put that in my notes here.
Oh, no,
but
that's
this
not
is
Jimmy
Run
Buffett.
For the Border by Johnny Rodriguez.
Okay.
And I put Jimmy Buffett-esque tune.
Yeah.
Cheesy country.
That's like that guy
that's
with...
That's what I put in my notes.
Okay, very good. But anyway, here is what Marco Rubio said when he was running for the U.S. Senate. He said, quote, first of all, earned path to citizenship is basically code for amnesty. He said, I'm not saying you'll never have a legal immigration system that works, but it's unfair to the people who stood in line in this country to create an alternative pathway for individuals who entered illegally and knowingly did so. It's a third comment by Marco Rubio when he was running for the Senate. We already have a pathway to citizenship. It's called legally coming into the country. Close quote. So Marco Rubio as a candidate is debating Marco Rubio, the senators, kind of like Barack Obama on national security issues. He was sounding one way in 2008 and something completely different in 2013. Unfortunately, Marco Rubio went in the direction of amnesty. The problem here is very simple. If you have amnesty, there will be a flood of additional people coming up here to wait for the next amnesty. Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they? Why wait in line when you know that if you jump the border, it's just a matter of time before you get an amnesty? After all, you'll argue, they've done it twice. Actually, they've done it more than twice. There were a couple of mini amnesties built in there, too, after 86. But this is the problem. Amnesty on principle rewards people who break the law. Amnesty on principle makes people who immigrated here legally look like they're suckers. Amnesty, not just on principle, but by way of operation, encourages more people to come here illegally. So if you are a working class person, you now have even more competition for the dwindling number of jobs that remain, which will force downward pressure on wages. See, that's the other thing about this. This is so awful. Is that American companies don't want to relocate their facilities south of the border. So they said, tell you what, why don't we just bring the workforce north? And that's what this is. The dirty little secret of this bill, everyone's talking about outreach to Hispanics and Republicans repairing frayed relations with the Hispanic community, et cetera, et cetera. They're over, the real economic force pushing this bill are the business groups. They want a glut of labor for entry level and blue collar jobs so they can drop the wages.
Better run for the border. Jose, he is a dangerous man.
So anyway, let us you heard Phil mention Jeff Sessions. And Mark Levin, let us hear what Jeff Sessions says about the economic impact on the Gang of Eight immigration reform plan. He cites figures from the Congressional Budget Office.
CBO tells us under this bill, quote, the average wage would be lower than under current law over the first 12 years, close quote. Let me read that again. Quote, the average wage would be lower than under current law over the first dozen years, close quote. Actually, they use the word first dozen years. So that should be the end of the bill right there.
Yep.
So we are supposed to tell the American people that they are to accept declining wages for another 10 years? How can that be the policy of the Congress of the United States? How can we tell the American people in a time when unemployment is way too high that we're going to pass a bill that makes unemployment higher?
It makes unemployment higher. That same Congressional Budget Office estimating, and I think their numbers are way low, but they're estimating that if you legalize illegal immigrants, within 10 years, there'll be another 4.5 million illegal immigrants here. Regardless of what your border security situation is. This is just a huge mess. And it is a green light, this amnesty, for, again, lower wages, fewer benefits for people who've already been hit harder in this recession than anybody else. See, that's the problem. No one's representing blue-collar people. The Democrats aren't the party of the little guy anymore. They haven't been for years. They're the party of government. They're the party of government unions. So they're probably saying, oh, you see, is another reason to support this is that you're going to have twice as many border, but unionized border jobs. Never mind the safety of the border itself. And the fact that there's so many people who have already suffered so badly, who are completely invisible, off the radar in Washington, D.C., who are going to get hit again. You know, this is, Phil, this is even unfair to people who are here illegally. They're going to get hit with additional competition.
Something else that hasn't come up in any of this discussion so far, because it's always kind of been in absolute terms of, are they going to have amnesty? Are we going to have border security to prevent people from crossing illegally? What do you make of the component that we hear many times when it comes to illegal immigration? It's transitory. It's migratory. People come into this country. They'll work for a little bit. They'll return home to their home country.
That's the theory.
And
that's the theory. That's what the open borders crowd says, that if you have an open border, it actually will mean less illegal immigration because illegals will feel free to go home anytime they want.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm kind of stupefied by, all of this talk in absolute terms, that I think we're missing a big chunk of this. Some people probably want to come here, reconnect with family that maybe migrated here or maybe did so under Simpson-Mazzoli, managed to get amnesty and now have citizenship, what have you. But it seems like there are plenty of examples of people that cross the U.S. border from Mexico, come up here, do some work. The economy went sour a couple years ago, and we heard about border crossings going way down. And I think there's always going to be that supply and demand, and there's never going to be a constant flow of people over the border. So why are we ignoring this prospect that a lot of people come into this country, they'll do a little work, they'll make some money that they're never going to be able to make in their home country,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to split. They're going to leave.
Why split? You're making 2.5 times more than you make in your own country.
Probably because they have family connections back in their home country that for whatever reason they might not be ready to sever.
See, again, and that's why that theory falls, that the open borders crowd uses, falls apart, because they say, well, they'll just go back home again. Yeah, they might go home for a weekend, but then they'll come right back.
I mean, it would be a couple of months at a time. I mean, if it's seasonal type agricultural work, they don't maybe have carpentry.
That's what's changed about illegal
and things like that.
That's what's changed about illegal immigration. Is it used to be seasonal? Now you can go around the country and find work 12 months a year. You do indoor work at meatpacking plants, indoor work installing drywall, indoor work, low-level construction. I mean, so they stay busy. But the thing is, they're forcing down everyone else's wages, which is exactly what employers want, which is the real economic force pushing this. Jefferson Sessions singles out Mark Zuckerberg.
So I don't see how we owe loyalty to Mr. Zuckerberg, who's Facebook billionaires running ads telling us what we're supposed to do. Does he know real people that are suffering out there today? Doesn't impress me. Claims he's some convention of conservatives running this ad. I'm not aware Mr. Zuckerberg is a conservative. I suspect if Ms. Zuckerberg were to post job openings tonight on his Facebook, put out his salaries, what he wants to pay, he'd find there might be plenty of Americans who want to take these jobs.
Of course there were. Of course there were, and of course there are. There are plenty of Americans who do the jobs. What they're trying to do is force down the wages and then say, and when Americans won't take those jobs, they say, you see, this they're doing work Americans just won't do. The other side of that is they're doing it for wages that Americans won't work for. And we're seeing a replay of this even among white-collar workers. When we're hearing a demand on the part of Microsoft and other companies, oh, we need more H-1B visas for tech workers because we've got all these jobs and we just can't fill them. That is pure BS. BS squared on that. BS squared. Because we have thousands of unemployed computer science majors right now looking for work. But the tech companies would prefer to hire immigrants because, number one, you pay them less. And number two, you've got complete control over them because you control their visa. You control their status in this country. If they lose their job, it's adios. Away they go. So that's what's really, that's the economic underside of this entire immigration issue, both legal and illegal. But the illegal is especially, for me, worrisome, because you now have so many men with, mostly men with high school degrees or less, who have been whipsawed terribly by this economy. And now we're going to flood the zone with more illegals by granting an amnesty that acts as a magnet to bring more of them here.
Adios.
So let's get to the phones here. 206-421-5757. That's 421-5757. Wait till you hear what Mark Levin has to say about this. You will in just a moment. First, I want to hear what Matt has to say in Seattle.
Hey, John, I was just thinking, if a person were to, you know, say open borders, you know, for open borders, they're thinking it'd be easier for illegals to come and go as they please. Basically, what they're saying is it's easier for Mexican illegals to come and go as they please. Nobody else, because you can't pass through Mexico freely.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you something. If you wanted to end the immigration debate tomorrow, just submit a resolution on the floor. The United States will now adopt the same border control policies as Mexico. If you're caught a first time going into Mexico, you go to jail. If you're caught a second time after you've been deported, after doing your jail time sneaking into Mexico, it's prison. They don't mess around. And by the way, don't think that there's anyone safeguarding your Miranda rights in Mexico. That's a fiction. Anyway, get more of your phone calls here. 206-421-5757. That's 421-5757 outside King County. 1-888-312-5757. And Mark Levin coming up next. Wait to hear what he has to say.
The government did it in Iraq and in Afghanistan, a troop surge, and that's what sponsors of immigration reform are offering on the Senate floor, to nearly double the current force of about 20,000 Border Patrol agents. It's designed to win the support of senators who want the border sealed, not citizenship, for 11 million in the country illegally.
YKVI, perspective, passion, principles, where you get your news and views matters. Thanks for choosing America's original conservative talk station. Talk Radio 570, KVI.